We love what the good folks have done there. Stan the Man, where people tweeted or people have Google reviewed that wish Stan ran everything in every company, because if every company ran the way that All Dry runs, the world would be a lot better place. I hope you don't have water issues in your home or any kind of mold issues in your home or your business, and let's make sure that you can mitigate those undesirable type of situations. If you do, there's an answer to make this easy and put it behind. Isn't it nice that for among life's really bad things that can happen to you non-medically, flooding a house, water damage around a house, mold issues, that's up there, you know? That's one of these. If this isn't the mess, this is due to the mess gets here. Let these people come and clean that mess up and do a great job with your mess and make sure it goes right for you. MyAllDry.com, 864-863-1234, 5-star reviewed up and down, and my highest review as well. In the rush of getting it in before the top of the hour, there's one game I left off accidentally, and you know what it is. Number 1, Ohio State, at number 4, Texas, 7:30 ABC. Texas 1.5-point home favorite. I'll just ask you this, AM and the AM. Get in price tomorrow, Austin, Texas, for number 1 versus number 4. What do you think?
Roughly a mortgage and a leg.
I'm surprised it's not a little higher.
Really?
Yes.
All right, let's say...
kidney. No. I'm surprised
just
not
a little pancreas.
Higher. Yeah.
300?
Higher.
$450.
458. Very good.
Look at that.
458.
Get in. Gotten better.
Get in tomorrow. Get in Athens tomorrow, 38. Let me see. Get in Columbia before we get to these phone calls here. Columbia, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Can you tell me get in Clemson, too?
Yeah, I'm going to do both of these for you here. Now, this is going to ESPN. This is going to, Ticket Stub or something. One of those websites. Not StubHub. 34 at South Carolina. Get in. And at Clemson tomorrow, 22 gets you in. So, I would think you're going to see about 65,000, 68,000 over there tomorrow, Clemson. You think more than that?
I mean, if a ticket's $22, I would think so.
You can't complain about ticket prices right now.
No. Sure can't.
Let's get to some, guys, hang on. Delvin and Hal, hang on. I had a couple of very interesting texts. And dealing with the Clemson game tomorrow. Texture. Let me find this one about what hope. Can you help me find these, Ashby? What can Clemson fans hope for tomorrow? Like best case scenario tomorrow.
Yes, Texture says what? Yes.
So.
And I think in general they were saying.
One other Texture said, "Hey, anything other than a blowout." Like, no, I don't even think it's score tomorrow. Again, this looks like, to me, it's another art class tomorrow. We've lowered our standards here now. Let's don't let running backs and quarterbacks run into each other. Let's don't let blitzing linebackers just run free right up the A-gap. Let's look, I don't know if ept is the word. If you're inept, what's the opposite of inept? Ept? Let's look ept tomorrow.
I'm really with you, especially after this last game.
Yeah.
I'm really bought in on your idea of art class. I wasn't fully sold on it this summer.
Really?
But I'm really, really sold on art class now.
How dare you not be sold on something I said?
Because very few Clemson fans expected Clemson to waltz into Tiger Stadium and win that game, I think. But the way in which it looked... it convinced me that art class is a thing.
It is a thing. Because here's the thing. Clemson fans are good fans or smart fans. But Clemson fans have seen good football. And Clemson fans have seen bad football. And Clemson fans know the difference in the two. And you can't fool them. Mm-mm. So, Jed is very optimistic. Jed said in 2022, Oregon lost to Georgia in the season opener 49-3 in Atlanta. Team finished 10-3 that season. The season's not over yet, folks. That's Jed. I like your
That's true.
Enthusiasm. It is not over.
It's very true.
Yeah.
You are going to know a lot more, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This weekend. But this is why this weekend's a little unfortunate, because not much could make me feel better about Clemson right now.
Yeah.
But this game has a chance to make me feel worse. You know?
I don't know if you could feel any worse. Like, I don't know if I could feel any worse.
Well, if you go out and you do a Miami and, you know, Miami game last night and you beat somebody by 70, or an App State from a couple years ago, okay.
Yeah.
Little anger taken out. Okay, let's look to the next game. Great. But if it's really, really close, like you said, like it's a field goal, that makes me feel worse.
Yeah.
Makes me feel worse. There's a lot to lose and little to gain from an art class perspective this weekend.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
There is a Texas said, hey, 80% chance of rain tomorrow at game time. No. It won't rain during the game tomorrow. Or I say that, 24% chance of rain during the game tomorrow. So, 24. I don't know how we got to 24. This is a weather channel. 24 tomorrow. It might rain some tailgating like 1 and 2 o'clock, but then that goes down to about a 30% chance of rain. Some scattered thunderstorms, maybe. It's a bit of scattered and short, but I don't think you'll see rain during the game tomorrow, according to what weather channel's saying now.
I am not allowed to speak about weather.
Because you're in the press box.
No, friend. Because on the Tiger pregame show, they put me in charge of the forecast, and I've caused several lightning delays at this point.
Yeah, that's it for you.
Including last week when I said, no need to be worried about any weather in Baton Rouge at all.
Here's what college football's turned into. And we're still in hurricane season. I'm still trying to reason with hurricane season. So one of the things that's going to happen is we're going to have delayed, like, cancellations at some point in time in September. Like, mark my words, something's coming. And we'll bust like a whole week in the state of Florida or something, Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina. We'll still get that. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. We'll get that still. But now, because of the lightning, because we're playing in these rainforests, these tropics, that we'll see just delays. Remember, you see last week, like every game's delayed. And then you got the power stuff. Like to actually start a game on time and finish on time now. It's like a major ordeal.
It's a win.
That's a goal for Clemson tomorrow. Start it on time and end fairly, you know, on time.
Did we ever find out what exactly caused the power outage at Florida State?
No. I hadn't seen it. Maybe someone has.
Look.
That wasn't good.
That was unreal. Unreal.
Let's get some phone calls. Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines. Delvin's been very, very patient with me. Hey, good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
We're doing great. So, Mika, I got a question for you. Maybe Ashley can answer this too. I think you brought up Ashley. Do we see the outstate Clemson for 2 years ago, or do we see the Troy Clemson for last year, or do we see in between?
Great, great question.
Yeah.
It's going to be very telling. You have to think that the whole coaching staff has prepared them against the Troy situation last year, and it's fresh on their minds what happened. And so if there's any time for a get-back game, for an App State game, it's now. But I do think Georgia Southern is better than the Troy team from last year. So that could be a little concerning.
Does this team have enough firepower to go out and do what they did against App State?
I mean, Bryant Wesco and TJ Moore were the two best players in that game.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't see that. But we'll see. A car hit a power pole,
Florida
is what
man.
Everybody's saying. Yeah. Yeah.
And Mickey, y'all missed one game that's interesting at 3:30. UCF and Pittsburgh.
UCF Pittsburgh's a good game. It's a good game. Is that in Orlando or is that up in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Ooh, it's a good game. Yeah, I don't know what Pittsburgh has yet. We'll see.
Yeah, at 3:30, and I'm interested in that ODU and Virginia Tech game at 12:00. See two old coaches go against each other because Ricky Ronnie used to coach for James Franklin.
That's right. I didn't think about that. Still feels weird that the guy gets fired as a head coach at Virginia Tech now as defensive coordinator. Britt Prize is doing that. That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Can you imagine him going to the coaches? I was trying to send the old coach, head coach said, oh, I forgot that's not my seat anymore.
Yeah, goes to the wrong office.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
God tells him, hey, man, you want to get up? That's my seat.
Yeah.
See how that works.
Yeah. Well, thanks for my call, guys.
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate the phone call. 654 Roar. Let me get Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, thanks for hanging, buddy. How you doing?
Fine. I'm glad I don't have Netflix, and I assume it's probably still late winter, early spring down there because I watched the NFL game day kickoff on NFL Network, and my house here breathing out a little steam, you know. It must be probably still cold over at the
down in Australia, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson, meeting the Sunday, and I think might be a mild upset as the Panthers win Sunday because they finished, they backed into the playoffs and then losing the wild card game and that
could be an upset. Panthers, you know, I thought they took a step forward. I sure how appreciate the phone call. I'm gonna get QCT in here, final one. They made a step forward last year. Much like the Jaguars did. We'll have to see what happens in the Jaguars and Browns game. QCT, final phone call this segment. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Great, great.
Hey, you're asking what would make you feel better, what needs to happen tomorrow in order to make us feel better. And I'm honestly in Ashby's camp where there's literally nothing that could happen tomorrow to make me feel better. The only thing that could happen is to make me feel worse. And, I mean, the reason being is it's kind of like that old Chris Rock skit, right? Like, you know, I take care of my kids. Well, you're supposed to take care of your kids. Well, yeah. We're supposed to go out and beat this team. We're supposed to look confident against this team.
Yeah.
But, and that's what you're supposed to do.
But, you have confidence that's what's going to happen? Because I don't.
No. It's going to be a fourth quarter game, and I think it's going to be very uncomfortable. And the thing, I think the next time we're actually going to learn something isn't until Miami, because that's the next quality opponent on the schedule.
I don't think you learn anything in Miami.
I think you learn something at Cal.
I think Miami's so good you won't learn anything. I think we already know what's going to happen to Miami.
Well, that's what I mean, though, Mickey. It's we'll know if there's any improvement between game one and Miami, because those are the two quality opponents we played. And if we learn nothing, in other words, it's another drubbing, then this team hasn't improved. And we got serious problems, and we really do need to start talking about
changes.
Oh, I
can go ahead and answer that for
right?
you now. You don't have to wait 3 weeks. I can answer that for you now. You got serious problems. Like, that's not going to happen. But I think you'd learn something. Because to me, you're much better suited to line up with North Carolina and Cal. Like, that's something like – that's kind of your equals. The Miami game, it won't look like last night, but it'll look closer to Baton Rouge than what you saw anything close, the rest of the season. Like, Miami's good, man. That ain't going to be.
But isn't UNC and Cal, aren't those teams that were supposed to be?
Did you watch Saturday night?
No. I'm talking about as a program.
Yeah, but this is different. This isn't 2020 or something. This team will you think they're going to beat North Carolina and Cal?
And I told you two and a half weeks ago we were going to lose to Cal.
Yeah.
That we were going across the country on a Friday night to play a better quarterback, and we're going to lose.
But I'll tell you this: I still don't think Cal's very good.
Even ripped me for that.
No, I don't think Cal's very good though. That's when before really knew Clemson was as bad as they are. I think North Carolina's a better football team than Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, North Carolina's in play now. It wasn't three weeks ago before the season started, but it is now. But I just think from a quality opponent perspective, that's when we really learn. Has there been any improvement on this team?
Let me ask you this before I let you go.
Sir.
Other than Charleston Southern, and I'm going to put Miami in here. Miami's not in play. Clemson cannot beat Miami, and Clemson cannot lose to Charleston Southern. Is there another game that's not in play? I think every game. Syracuse?
I think every game's in play. No, because I think we're staring six wins in the face. I think we're losing to Syracuse. I think we're losing to Virginia Tech. I think every game's in play at this point. I think we're losing to South Carolina. I don't have any high hopes for this team, Mickey. I really don't. But, again, people keep saying it's a long season. We might see improvement. We might see this. And, again, I'm with you. I don't think we will. But the chances of us seeing it would be against Miami if we are going to see it. Again, and it might only be right? A 45-3 loss, and maybe they're not running into each other, right? But it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad against Miami, and I think fans are going to start to – because I've been listening all week. There's still a lot of fans that don't realize where we are. There's still a lot of fans that are
well, they
thinking,
ain't listen to the host.
We're still going to go 9-3.
No, they're not listening to the host if they think that. All right, man.
I agree. And you've been great all week on this subject. So kudos to you for really just telling it like it is.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Short Bye. Break. Josh Williams breaking down Oklahoma, Michigan, Bama, Kentucky, Ohio State, Texas, an overdog, an underdog, much more to this.
The sports world never stops spinning. We bring order to the athletic calendar.
From sunup to sundown,
we've got you covered with the most up-to-date sports talk on the airwaves.
105.5, 97.5, The Roar.
Your upstate sports authority.
I love Randy and Wes and my great folks over at Harbin Lumber. By the way, Wes, Virginia Tech, big game. We'll see. Get a little hokey high in there. Good people over this way, but great products. You're going to love the products. You're going to love who these people are and their own time and own budget, and it's going to run great for you. If you're doing anything as far as installed services, your garage doors, your cabinets, we love our cabinets. We, matter of fact, need more cabinets in our home, not less. These folks are going to help you out. Screening porches and decks, and they do all that stuff. Hey, if you're a builder, let's make sure that everything goes right for you. Let's make sure you get every piece of interior product, exterior product delivered, and they'll take care of you for you. It's our great friends, Harbin Lumber, since 1917, a company I truly believe in. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053.
College football lives here. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Listen up, South Carolina, football is here.
College football lines with us. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, man. How are you?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better. Let's talk about really three big games tomorrow. Two big games and one, I think, sneaky big. Oklahoma goes to Michigan. Michigan, I'm not sure that was a fluke Saturday night. I watched a lot of it during the delay. Looked to me like Western Michigan physically was the better team. Oklahoma 5.5, and I know Michigan will improve, and I know Michigan will be hyped on a bigger game, but I think you are who you are a little bit, and Oklahoma goes on the road 5.5-point favorites in the Big House at noon tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest line moves from week to week, you know, really, that you'll ever see. I mean, this time last week, this look-ahead line was Michigan – as a 1.5-2 point favorite. Now you've gone 7+ points the other way, 5.5 in favor of Oklahoma now. You did see it actually get as high as 6.5, and you've gotten some buyback on Michigan since then. But I mean, it's been, you know, one way traffic on Oklahoma, as you'd expect after last week's performance. But, you know, if Oklahoma last week, I think they had a couple interesting things. You know, Mateer looked, I mean, obviously terrible opponent, but or terrible quality opponent. Mateer was 11 out of 17 for 225 and 3 touchdowns. Obviously his top target, Petania, called a touchdown. He also had an 88-yard punt return. But I think they did some interesting last week. I saw this, they ran 12 personnel 50 out of their 59 snaps. They only used 12 personnel, 78 total snaps all of last year. So is that just a shift in that type of offense that they're wanting to do, or is it because some of the banged up O-line that they have? I mean, the left tackle is likely still out, but a couple other guys look to return, including the starting center. So you should kind of watch that if that's something that kind of continues.
Can I throw a theory in here? Can I throw a theory in here?
Go for it.
I think Oklahoma has figured out they've got to have a great improvement in the run game. They can't do what they want to do this year and run it like they ran it last year. Fair? That's why 12
sounds
personnel.
Like a comment. Sounds like a comment I heard about Clemson, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm interested to see if that continues. You know, Michigan's defense, they did, you know, only allowed 12 points last week, but Western Michigan had the ball for over 40 minutes. I mean, some of that was how bad Michigan was on offense, but
yeah,
You know, only had two sacks and, you know, did let them kind of run the ball a bit. But, you know, offensively, Michigan, you know, how short is that leash on Underwood? Can they make a switch to Tommy Carr? I mean, he had two turnovers last week. They were inept, obviously, after the opening drive and, you know, and the fluke play at the end. But, you know, you think of Michigan, you think of running the ball, and they had 106 yards rushing. I think really the only chance they've got is to involve Underwood more in the run game. I mean, he's not one. He can't sit there and read the defense and go through progressions. I mean, he's a one-read quarterback. But offensively, coming over from Utah, when you think about Utah, you think of a lot of pre-snap shifts and motion, but that last week looked very static. Maybe it's as vanilla as the game plan was. I don't know. I'm just going to kind of watch that too. But it's a big, big line move off of 1 week, but it's hard to trust Michigan. But I do think, you know, with that low total, it wouldn't shock me if this is a pretty close game there and Michigan covers the number, but I would not have any confidence in it.
Over under in this one is, I'm looking at 43.5. I don't see how you get to 43.5. Like, I just don't, that ain't going to happen. But again, I don't see, in that case, what's the most you see Michigan scoring? Like, it better be good field position. It better be some special teams and some turnovers in there. Defense is going to have to do 13 something.
13-17.
Yeah, right.
Probably need some help from Mateer to do it.
So. That's right. That's exactly right. Sneak game tomorrow, man. Sneaky, sneaky. I'm just telling you, be careful. Alabama and Kentucky. Bama, 10-point favorite. Bama looked better after the first quarter last week. But this is one of these ambush deals. They've been waiting on this game. Will Stein's first chance. You know, game plan all summer long about it. And I think they've got some weapons. They spent a bunch of money. And be careful, Bama. Be careful. What do you think, Bama going to Kentucky?
I agree with you. This line's been pretty stagnant. There was a 10.5 earlier in the week, but come back down to a flat 10. Point total is 49.5. I mean, more tickets on Bama, 3-1, but money's pretty even or even slightly slanted toward Kentucky. You know, if you're a Bama fan, the big thing last week, you had 227 rushing yards. I mean, that was a multi-game total last year to get there. But, you know, five rushing touchdowns by four different guys. You know, Russell looked good, 18 of 30 for 256, but he had another 86 on the ground with a rushing touchdown. But first road start. Be a pretty charged up environment, even though it's early. But this has been, DeBoer is a double digit road favorite at Bama. He's 1-5 against the number, and he's lost four of those outright.
That's right.
So can he kind of flip the switch there? And I thought, you know, we talked about this in the offseason, but Minshew was a portal quarterback that I was hoping and wishing that Clemson would target. And obviously, he looked pretty good last week. He had 300 yards through the year and four touchdowns. I think this could be, I think this will be an uncomfortable game in the fourth quarter for Alabama.
Totally agree with that. Game of the day, Texas, Ohio State, two top fives. Texas about 1.5 home favorite against the number one team in the country.
Yeah, and there were a movement on the spread. The total has ticked up a bit, 2 points from 47.5, 49.5. So definitely had more points scored in this than what we had last year. More tickets and money on Ohio State, as you'd expect. But, you know, if Ohio State closes as an underdog, I'm pretty sure this will be the first time since the Peach Bowl semifinal against Georgia. What was that, 22?
Yes. 22.
Yeah. So, both teams played lesser opponent last week. You know, Ohio State had 700 yards of offense and over 9 yards per play. I think the two Jackson and Jackson running backs had over 80, you know, rushing yards each, both with a rushing touchdown. You know, stay and spread the ball around. Obviously we know about Jeremiah Smith, but so kind of looks to be some changes under Arthur Smith. There's definitely a quicker pace compared to what they were last year, a little bit more commitment to the run. So we should see how that new look kind of Ohio State offensive line fares against Texas defensively, and what kind of how aggressive Muschamp, you know, looks to be. But, you know, on the other side, you know, Manning had four touchdowns, targeted 12 different receivers. He did throw a pick in the red zone, which has been above the boot in a lot of their big games. But, you know, Coleman had two touchdowns. Wingo had over 120 yards. I will say, if there's one negative about last week, I don't think Texas ran the ball quite as well as what they had hoped. I mean, the two running backs, they had over 100 yards between them and two touchdowns, but you know, bulk of that came kind of on one long breakup run by Smothers, and they had, I think it was 11 carries of either no gain or negative yards. So, I don't know. Who do you trust more? You know, it's hard to trust Sark in some of these games, but if not now, when? I think they probably also try to attack that new look Ohio State secondary. But, you know, and like these matchups these last couple of years, it probably just boils down to the red zone for Texas.
I saw this earlier in the week, and I'm going to look it up to make sure I'm right by saying this. By the way, Ashby, you got to pick an overdog and an underdog. Give me a favor, give me an underdog over there for you. Tomorrow in Austin, Texas, a high of 103. So buckle up, Ohio State. Going to be some temps coming down the line for you there tomorrow. All right, overdog. Josh, I got three, but I don't. I'll let you pick and let Ashby, because I don't want to pick any of y'all's. But who's your overdog, your favorite tomorrow?
I had a hard time, honestly, with a favorite. I'm going to go with a big number. I'm going to go Nebraska laying about 30 against Bowling Green.
Nebraska looked better. I watched them last week. They looked better in the third quarter, fourth quarter. It was a struggle bus the first half, though, through all of that. Ashby, do you have a favorite? I know I threw it quickly here. Do you have a favorite that you like over there? Any lined favorite tomorrow?
Let me check.
All right. But get that. I'll let you do that. Let me give you mine. Georgia's going to cover 40.5. South Carolina's going to cover 43.5. But my one pick, Syracuse -3.5 at home against Cal. Cal didn't look good in the second half last week, and Syracuse looked pretty doggone good, and that's a long way. So give me the auto covering 3.5 tomorrow. Before I move on, Josh, do we know how we did last week? Can't remember how I did.
Yeah, I think you got bageled.
0-2.
Yeah, I can't remember. You threw out three overdogs, but none of them were good, so it doesn't matter which one you picked.
No.
And then the underdog was Marshall, was a definite non-cover.
Marshall.
I was 1-2 Louisville with the cover, and the overdogs did not.
All right, Syracuse -3. How about underdog tomorrow?
I've got a big list. I'm gonna pare it down to three of them.
All right.
Two of them are tonight. Kansas against Missouri.
Really?
Rutgers against BC.
I like that one.
I do too.
And row the boat, Minnesota against Mississippi State.
Yeah, what are those two teams doing playing each other? Like, that just doesn't seem anything close to being right as far as that goes. Ashby, you had time to have an overdog and an underdog?
Yeah, I think that Tennessee is going to win by more than
I agree with that.
11.5.
I can see that.
And underdog, give me Kentucky to make it a one-score game.
I like it. I like both those picks. Underdog tomorrow, Arizona State catching 15.5. At Texas A&M at noon tomorrow. Now, again, you want to talk weather. Let me tell you what it's going to be in College Station. But now Arizona State's used to it, even though it's not the heat there. Even though it's not the
even if it's
the
not humidity. A dry heat.
Yeah. As long as it's not an oven heat through all that. But quickly before I let you go here, man, let me give you that little weather update.
That'd be about 100.
It's got to be over that, doesn't it? And that's a noon game rather than a night game, because others at least a night game. No, just 99 tomorrow, not 103 tomorrow on College Station. High of 99.
Balmy.
Tomorrow through all that. So, All right, my friend. Clemson covered 19.5. Yes or no? I don't see how.
I have no clue.
All right. I like the honesty.
Can you score 20?
Yeah, to cover 19.5, you have to score at least 20.
Yeah.
Don't feel good about that one. All right, buddy. Always appreciate it. Let's talk Tar Heels and Tigers next week.
All right. Sounds good.
You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Josh Williams. I bageled it last week. 0-2. Short break. We'll come back, get our ReedyLandCo.com hunting and fishing report. Love to hour three, all phone calls, open phone calls and text lines. So much more right after this.
The Tigers are finally back in Death Valley. Get ready for an action-packed game day as Clemson returns to Memorial Stadium for their home opening clash with Georgia Southern. Tune into the Clemson Athletic Network starting at 4:30 p.m. for the Tiger Tailgate Show, which leads all the way up to a 7:30 p.m. kickoff with Don Munson on the call. For every snap all season long, the Clemson Athletic Network is your home for Tiger football.
Carolina Flooring Specialist, your garage flooring specialist. Your garage is going to look amazing. It's going to be a 10-minute presentation. They know, Tim Morley knows you're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on. He also knows that the reason they close on about 98% of their sales calls is because once they show the product and once they show the colors, then they show you the price, and they're like, oh, my goodness, I thought it would be double that or triple that. No, no, this is very affordable. Get your garage floor done. Get it done right. Get it to my great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Make it the showroom of your house. Increase the value of your home. Make it more functional. Let's get rid of all that concrete dust and all those automotive stains, all those cracks. Let's make it look great. It's our great friends, Carolina Flooring Specialist, the most experienced team out there since 1999. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com.
We got your summer covered.
Summer sports station.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Fall weather offers.
They're going to do your taxes, take care of it for you. They'll get you scheduled, get you in, get you out. You're not going to be wasting time all day long. They're going to talk about your tax strategies, your tax evaluations. They're going to get you into a much better situation. And in the end, you're going to love how this works. It's our great friends at Patterson Tax. They're saving money, outsourcing this. How about all of your tracking, all of your monthly and weekly, and your how you're keeping up all that? How about all your sales tax, and how about all of your 501c3s and your LLC formation? They'll do a great job for you. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. I think I'm saying 17 straight years with them. I think. And I don't know anybody that started with them ever went with anybody else. Their retention rate is amazing. PATTX.com. Time now for our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fish report brought to you by my friends at ReedyLandCo.com. And Tanner Wilhelm's going to talk a little dove hunting with us now. Hey, good morning, Tanner. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
Awesome. I did not get a chance. I was supposed to come over there Wednesday. Did you go to the dove stuff on Wednesday?
I did, man. You missed it. We had a dang good hunt Wednesday. I think we ended up having around 30 guys and killed probably 110 birds. So it was a really good hunt.
You know, Tanner, I'm looking around now. Like, I don't see any dove breasts wrapped in bacon around here this morning. Did we forget to get the cooking part of it? Did somebody forget to drop stuff off this morning?
Oh, man, you got to come to the dove hunt to get the birds.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, people like to take what they kill.
That is very true. That would be not very good of me to do that. But we
might have some more after this morning. I'm sitting here with my partner and good buddy Josh Hester, and we're trying to get a few more on a morning hunt here in Lawrence County.
Suits me. I know a good dove season kicked off here for sure. What do we need to know? What's the latest? What's our dove hunting tips? What do we need to know today?
Well, I mean, the dove hunting, it started last weekend, but they call it the poor man's quail hunting. And we try to get after it all week during that opening week. We've had some good hunts in the upstate. I know all of our fields did really well with sort of the July showers that we had where it was raining, you know, once or twice a week. All of our sunflowers did really well. And everything I've heard is that people have been having good hunts. So
how long of a season are we talking about?
Josh, how long did dove season last?
Got three different seasons.
Yeah, it's open three different times. I'm not totally sure. It's kind of a lot like duck hunting where it'll come in and out of season throughout the fall and winter. But most people get after it during that first open. And then, you know, we've got youth whitetail hunting tomorrow, and deer season kind of opens up next week for everybody. So a lot of people like to get those first couple hunts in and then kind of move on to different game.
All right, so we got tomorrow big day then. We got next week big days. We got some other seasons opening up now.
Yes, sir. Next week, deer season opens up, at least up here in the upstate. In the low country, it's been open for probably close to a month now. But tomorrow, youth day opens up. Jeremy Bonk Knight, our broker in charge, I believe he's taking his son tomorrow to try to get on one. And so deer season will be wide open, and then we'll have ducks following that. And man, we got football. It's just fall. It finally starting to feel like it's here.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Is it? Do we open up with like muzzle and then bow and then rifle? Like, is it? We stagger that as well in deer season. Is that how we do it?
Yes, sir. Yep. So next week will be archery season will open, bow season. So you can hunt with a compound bow or I'm forgetting the name of it. It's bow season that opens up, yeah. And it'll be open for a couple weeks, and then we'll move into rifle season. Then it'll be rifle season over until December.
I had a roommate one time that practiced in her backyard, hunting and light sighting and all that kind of stuff up. I've never shot a bow in my life, an arrow in my life, I should say. That looks extremely difficult, and it looks like it's the most of the challenges out there. I mean, to hold a rifle steady, I get it. Shotgun's a little easier, obviously, with spray pattern and all that stuff. It just seems to me that bow hunting would be the single most difficult skill as far as the weapon is concerned. Am I on the right page here?
Yeah, I mean, you are. Bow hunting is definitely more of a technical skill. You've got to get the deer in closer. With a rifle, you can reach out and poke them at 100, 150 yards. With bows, you really want to have them around 40 yards and in. Some people, take longer shots, but it's something that you definitely got to practice. We're shooting our bows all summer leading up to it, getting it sighted in, making sure we've got our pin set at those, typically you have a pin around 20 yards and 30 and 40. And then, trying to get those deer to come in close to you. You've got to be a lot quieter, a lot more still. It's definitely more of a skill game with the compound bows.
All right, let me ask you this.
And that's why people love it. So.
All right, now I know I'm talking in general terms here, and I'm going to ask for the specifics part of it. But at 20 yards, you're shooting different than 30 yards and 40 yards as far as drops. And, I mean, that arrow is obviously going to drop that. So that's just experience of knowing how far that's going to happen, and that's practicing that drop?
That's right, and typically most bow sites will have three or four pins on them, and you basically those pins are staggered, and you just set those pins at your yardages, and so whenever you get out there, you'll have a range finder, just like you'd use on the golf course. You need to range a deer, see about where he's at, and then choose the pin that's at that correct yardage. They do create sites now that can range find for you and automatically set the pin. It's like a halo. Those are very nice. Makes it a little bit easier and less stuff to deal with. But you certainly need to know the yardage your deer's at. A lot of people will put flags out or markers. So maybe they don't have to, spend the time to range find them. They'll just do that before they get in the stand, and that way they know where the deer is standing in the field. They know exactly their yardage that they're at.
All right. I got about a minute here quickly. Different types of arrows. My buddy always jokes about this purple tip titanium arrow he lays in his bore years ago. We got different kinds of technology as far as arrows are concerned now.
Yeah, you've got mechanical broadheads now, which a lot of people like to use, like the Rage, and then you've just got your standard broadheads. The mechanicals, they're a little bit more narrow and tight, and whenever they hit the deer, they expand and they open up. And a lot of people really like those. They'll put down a deer pretty quick. The only really, I guess, grievance that some people have with those is just on the off chance that those things don't open up.
Yeah.
That can hinder you a little bit. So some people like just the regular fixed blades, with two or three blades, and it's just your traditional arrow. Yeah. But a lot of people use those mechanicals.
Makes sense. All right, tell me about properties in our final 30 seconds. So we got a bunch of awesome looking properties at ReedyLandCo.com.
Yeah, I want to talk about the one we're hunting today. It's a 202-acre track here in Lawrence County. We put a lot of work into this property and tried to make it as turnkey of a hunting track as you can get. So it's 202 acres. We're hunting a 10-acre dove field right now that's planted in corn, sunflower, and it's got an 8-foot-high fence all the way around it. That fence is important. It keeps your deer and other wildlife out from eating your sunflowers and corn while they're coming up. We've got a 2-acre duck pond on it with flashboard flood control. So the idea there is that somebody can come in the summer, drain their pond, plant their food, and then reflood it in the fall so that ducks can come in, land, eat, swim around. It's got about a half a mile of river frontage, 3/4 of a mile of road frontage. It's just south of 72 on Lisbon Road, and we just took this property to market last week. It is beautiful, jam up, ready to go for somebody to hunt this fall.
Love it, man. ReedyLandCo.com. You guys are the very best. Enjoy it, and we'll expect the breast and the bacon fried up over here.
I'll make sure you get some this time.
You got it, buddy. Thank you, Tanner. Have a great
day.
Thanks,
Biggie.
ReedyLandCo.com, hour three right after this.
Long. And he makes the catch! The Roar.
Folks, seasons change, but what doesn't change is Elkmont. Well, except for maybe getting even better. There's a reason Elkmont has earned the tagline, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. It's because there really is something for everyone at Elkmont where you can shop all the brands you love under one roof. Elkmont isn't just shopping, it's an experience. So make Elkmont a part of your Clemson game day tradition. Yes, it's still hot, but seasons change. Football season is here, and Elkmont has what you want for Saturdays in Death Valley. Shop Elkmont's huge game day selection or great brand names like On Running, L.L. Bean, Birkenstock, Patagonia, Vuori, Columbia, Poncho Shirts, Costas, Maui Gyms, Rainbow Sandals, Turtle Box Speakers, Stilson, Extra Tough Rain Boots, and more. Or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. Elkmont Trading Company, ELKMONT, TradingCompany.com. And as always, go Tigers!
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We do it every Thursday night in downtown Seneca. It's Jazz on the Out.